Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around.
Yes, it does. And our next guest, well, I was looking over his research notes, Jason, and he notes that the recent stumbles in FANG stocks, which we talk so much about, he says could be a sign of a market in transition. So let's get a little bit more into this and some other factors and forces that are impacting the financial markets and that investors are dealing with. Mark Hackett is here. He's chief of investment research at Nationwide, based in Pennsylvania, making his way to our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So we do. I feel like we're all obsessed with FANG stocks, but with good reason. They do, you know, sway the market, move the market, have maybe some might say an outsizable impact on trading and the tone. What do you see about FANGs that you think are maybe interesting or that we might be at a turning point?
Yeah, clearly they've been a major driver of the market's return year to date, at least through the first half.
Yeah.
And we actually think that's somewhat of an unhealthy sign for the market. And when you have stocks that are that much of an impact on the market and it's limited to names that don't necessarily trade on fundamentals, they trade more on stories and, you know, kind of the hope for continued strength, that's a pretty narrow, limited leadership of the market.
Wait, I got to challenge you. FANG stocks are all, you think, just trading on stories? I mean, they're...
Well, Apple is the only one that you could say is trading truly on fundamentals. I don't say FANG stocks specifically, but certainly when you look at Facebook, when you look at Netflix, Amazon, you know, they don't trade on a traditional price earnings ratio basis because they're just too expensive. But then there's also, it's broader beyond just that FANG stock. You would see that in the biotech companies. You're seeing it in the last couple of weeks within the semiconductor space. It's companies that aren't that are very difficult to value on a traditional price to earnings basis. You have to look for other ways to value, like, you know, page views or, you know, monthly average users, those types of things. When those go
But they're
bad,
quantifiable, right?
And they're quantifiable, but you're not, as an investor, able to extract value from an account growth, for example, unless it ends up hitting the earnings line eventually.
Right.
You're really trading on something other than fundamentals. What we've seen over the last several weeks is the beginning of what we think is a longer-term transition to a much healthier market, where stocks are being priced on, you know, the companies that have the ability to generate revenue growth, generate margin expansion, buy back stock, buy competitors. You know, companies, even within the technology space, you see this in companies like Apple, Microsoft. You also see it in some of the healthcare areas and then industrials as well. They're companies that can generate profit growth in a variety of environments. They don't need the simple macro tailwind to drive that outsized growth.
But just to go at you a little bit more, Facebook's revenue growth was like 42% quarter over quarter.
Right.
I mean, that's impressive.
Right. Yeah, and but what you're doing is you have to discount that back by the ultimate. Eventually, the only reason a stock is valuable is because of the earnings they can generate. And if you're discounting that back, you're just, with the example of Facebook, you have to be very optimistic with the discount rates and the perpetuation of that growth in order to make it justifiable.
And we heard, Mark, earlier from a guest who was talking about the primary headwind for tech stocks specifically may be not earnings related, but regulatory related. How much do you factor that in for the tech names and beyond, especially kind of given a, shall we say, uncertain regulatory environment that we're living in right now?
Well, I think in general, that goes back, you know, decades. You can look back at Microsoft 20 years ago to see how regulatory uncertainty can pressure tech stocks. We actually think the regulatory environment we live in right now is actually much better than it had been over the last 10 to 15 years. So,
Meaning easier regulations.
Easier regulations.
And we've certainly seen the Trump administration rolling back.
Right. Now, he does
regulations.
With some of these tech names, he does seem to have a specific problem with them. And, you know, that is clearly a risk. But we think it's pretty low likelihood that there's a really kind of broad-based regulatory ramp. You know, outside of some tweets and some kind of headline risk for these names, we really don't think that is the primary concern.
And what about trade? How do you factor trade in at this point?
We've been surprised by how little the market has been focused on trade over the last couple of months. You know, clearly earlier in the year, whether it was February, March, or April, there was an outsized, we thought, focus on trade. Because really, we think we're probably in the consensus at this point where we think this is a lot of noise and a lot of negotiating in public, which investors generally aren't that comfortable with. But we think that you're going to reach a reasonable conclusion at the end of all of this rhetoric. The issue is, 3 months ago, the market would be down. You know, if we had news like we had last week with the discussion of, you know, Japan, but also the discussion of the $267 additional billion for China, that would have had a very big impact on the market 3, 4, 5 months ago. And the fact that it really didn't budge the market, we think, is a sign that investors have kind of put that back to the back.
So it's, I mean, what it sounds like you're saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, it's almost like a boy who cried wolf sort of scenario for the market when it comes to trade.
Well, I think the Trump administration is a challenge for the traditional way of looking at these types of things, where his, you know, his negotiating style in public is very different than we've seen with Republican and Democrat, you know, predecessors. Mm-hmm. So the markets, I think, were having a hard time of it early, at least earlier this year. But I think since then, we've seen a return to, let's see if there's actually any, you know, substance behind this, mm-hmm. or is it just, you know, a tweet?
So where are we in this expansion cycle? Where are we in this market cycle? Just got about 40 seconds left.
Well, we think that we actually have some room to run here. We think that the moves you've seen recently in retail sales, consumer spending, also capital spending,
mm-hmm. That's finally.
Finally. And that's actually a very positive outcome of what was this year and a half or so of positive sentiment. It's now starting to follow through with the actual hard data, which we think is very encouraging for the fundamental backdrop for the markets.
Could the Fed screw it up?
Well, the Fed, I think, is at this point has been very transparent, which investors have actually built in a pretty good consensus of what they think the Fed's going to do. So at this point, we think the Fed's going to kind of stay steady as she goes.
Mark Hackett, Chief of Investment Research for Nationwide. You're based down near Motown, Philly, but you're with us here in New York today. Thanks so much for being with us.